Safe injection sites, designated areas where people can use opioids under medical supervision, have long been discussed locally as a way to cut down on fatalities and overdoses. Such sites already operate in Canada. Last week, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern toured facilities there that have been up and running for more than a year. Both visited Montreal. Walsh went to Toronto as well. They joined us to talk about what they saw and whether they now think safe injection sites could be effective here. Both mayors came away impressed, though Walsh seemed not quite convinced. For his part, McGovern said such centers can be lifesavers.
If we're really going to address our substance abuse crisis, you have to fight this on multiple fronts. You can't get someone into treatment if they die on the street, right? And I think the important thing to remember is that no one has died in a safe injection site. And that is extremely important. This isn't something that Boston should do on its own or that Cambridge should do on its own. We really need a regional approach. We really have to start changing the way we think about this. This is about keeping people alive.
Mayor McGovern, did what you see in Canada make you think that the programs that are at work are effective?
Yes. In this section of Montreal, it reminded me a lot of what Central Square is like in Cambridge, a lot of restaurants, you know, a lot of bars. And I went in and I asked for the manager in the different restaurants, and I said, look, how is this impacting your business? Half of them didn't even know it was there. And the other half said, it's getting people off the street. They're not using in front of my business anymore. You know, they're not using in the parks anymore. We're not seeing needles around. So those are all benefits to the community in addition to the benefits of saving the person's life.
Mayor Walsh, you've been skeptical about safe injection facilities in the past. But as I understand it, one reason that your opposition has softened a bit is research that shows more people who use these clinics will enroll in treatment. Did you see evidence of that in Canada?
No. Well, that's one thing that I asked time and time again, and the number wasn't high. These clinics build trust with people, allow them to get to a point where they might want to ask for help or get into treatment. Somebody listening to this conversation is going to be scratching their heads saying, what are these two talking about? But I think you have to witness it. We have to do a really thorough job of getting the information that we were able to experience firsthand out to the community, out to the public, so people feel more comfortable with what it is Mark and myself are talking about.
So the both of you, I think, were somewhat surprised at finding calm, so to speak, organized facilities. You didn't see any drug dealers?
The drug dealers are there, but I think it's one of those things. Mayor Tory from Toronto was talking to me about the decision he has in front of him. Do I work to save lives, or do I work to just kind of move the problem along?
We've been kind of nibbling around the edges at this, but let me ask directly, are either one of you ready to bring a program like this to your city? Mayor Walsh?
This didn't just happen in Montreal or Toronto overnight. I think in Boston, people need to be educated on this. It's not a question of do you want to bring him here right now or not. On top of that, there's a lot of obstacles. You need a consistent funding mechanism. We'd have to get a buy-in from the federal government, but also the state and local governments. And then you have to build out these facilities. Even if the legislature approved this tomorrow, we cannot do it.
I, as the mayor, can be in favor of something, and in this case, I am in favor of opening a site in Cambridge. It really comes down to whether or not the city manager in Cambridge agrees. All things being equal, I do support these sites, and I do think they work, and I do think they make a difference. Any of the concerns I have heard from folks, the data and the research shows otherwise. And so I encourage people to really inform themselves and do the research, because the research is very clear.
Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern, thank you.
Thank you.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mark.